Shane Bugby for Michael Hunt Publishing, www.evilnow.com. He came on our show to promote some of his products. He did like the Dana Plato CD, Dana Plato's Final Breath, the Hitler CDs, and
Jim Jones CD, the Aleister Crowley CD. He's got the pentagram pint glasses. He's got a whole bunch of stuff.
Satanic kitchenware. But he flew in to do our radio show in L.A. And we hung out with the guy. We put him up in the Boone compound for a couple of days, and we just started drinking and saying, hey, man, let's take this crap on the road.
The Shane Bugby, the whole master behind this angry white male tour. Yeah. This is my first time meeting this guy, but I feel like I'm with family.
Why can't you now say, I'll take your pictures off of my website?
A show every parent should see before your child logs on.
Meet a man who has sunk to a new low.
I have every right to do what I'm doing.
This is who you need to guard your kids against. Become educated on how to protect your children from being victimized on the internet.
Tomorrow on Queen Latifah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up next, we're going to meet Shane, the creator of the website. We'll be right back.
Hey, motherfuckers, you listen to Three Ring Radio, so fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you!
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Okay, fuck you. How's that?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you! God!
Hey, fuck you, man!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Well, fuck you.
Fuck off, you donkey-raping shit-eater.
You're a member of the Church of Satan.
Yes, sir.
And he says he's written some books. What are the books?
The Trench Coat Diaries. I got a lot of exclusive information from the kids that are in the Trench Coat Mafia.
I'm like a young guy. How old are you?
28.
Didn't you also write a cookbook with an 80-year-old serial killer?
Yes.
Fascinating talking to you. Here's the man who has the Ed Gein headstone.
Right on. Hey, man, thanks for all the laughs.
Hey, thank you.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Here's some of the lyrics on Cop Killer. Die, 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 pig, die. F*** the police. Catchy little number, isn't it?
Some of the opinions and topics expressed on this program may be objectionable to some people. The opinions expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the individuals who expressed them. If you're offended by something on this program, please just don't listen. If you're tempted by what you hear on this program to do something potentially dangerous or illegal, you are an idiot, and we refuse to be held responsible for your stupidity.
Visit the website at Mike Hunt's On Fire.
What?
Oh, God.
Dot com.
No.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Mike Hunt's On Fire.
That's the website.
Dot com.
Jackie's very upset that he didn't think of that first.
Jackie thought he owned that.
Y'all are killing me.
Oh, that's funny.
And Shane, he's wonderful. He's been very good to me.
He's the promoter?
Yes, he is.
I see. And
yes.
He asked you to appear
yes.
there.
What's happening? This is Philip H. Anselmo from Superjoint Virtual, and you're listening to Three Ring Radio.
Hey, this is Gein from GidjaGein.com. You're listening to Three Ring Radio. Use once and destroy, motherfucker.
Hello, you metal freaks. This is King Diamond, and you're listening to ThreeRingRadio.com. With Shane, you better stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ben of Penn & Teller. You're listening to Three Ring Radio, but I've been known to lie.
They're flat evil.
The evildoers are continuing to try to harm America and Americans.
The evildoers, hands of evildoers. There's no shadow of the world dark enough for them to kind of slither around in. There's a real threat. There are people who want to use death. They want to murder innocent lives.
Hello.
Matt Zane?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shane.
Who?
Exactly. You're like Joey Strange, almost. Who? Who's calling me? Yeah, man. So I've got you on the phone, you know, for my radio show.
Yeah.
Now that you've taken over the airwaves of Radio Free Satan and pushed me to number two, almost.
I'm working on it, dude.
I'm not conceding that I have lost the number one spot just yet.
Well.
I'm like Albert Gore. I'm making him count every vote twice.
I'm working on it in time.
Yeah.
In time. In time, Why Do We Live will dominate the Radio Free Satan airwaves.
Yeah, man. So first I want to start, we got some pretty hype stuff with FX. You're going to be part of the Omen special, the 666, Revelation 666, which is basically a semi-infomercial about the Omen.
True. And much thanks to the great rolling press machine of Radio Free Satan. So we must thank the great Shane Bugbee.
Are you making a joke about me being round with the rolling?
No, I'm just saying, you know, the great priest of Satan, the Church of Satan, just Shane Bugbee, willing that interview our way. Thank you so much.
I know the rolling was a fat joke.
No, definitely not.
Secretly, you and your girlfriend are going to be laughing at me.
No, we don't do stuff like that. We just, you know, like, do weird shit, like choke each other out and stuff.
Yeah, man. So how'd that interview go? Tell me, let's paint a picture, bro.
Well, basically, they're at a serious, like, schedule. I mean, they were almost, they had, like, just, they basically called me up after you hooked us up and said, we need to come over to your house tomorrow and shoot this thing. I was like, well, why can't you wait till the show? We can go to the studio and do it. They're like, no, we need to, like, you know, do this, like, ASAP.
You're talking about the studio I'm renting out that we have to pay double fees for all the fecal matter that's been on the board and stuff?
That's correct. The one down on Sunset Boulevard on the 11th floor. Thank you, by the way, and great studio.
Yeah, but it costs money for biohazard teams to come in and stuff, and then we have a lawsuit from the lady who cleans regularly the waste paper baskets and stuff.
True, but you know what, Shane, you're paying for the best, baby.
Yeah, but she's sitting there saying she might have AIDS now because she put her hand in some fucking goo.
I have no AIDS, and I will take the test and post it publicly for everybody to see.
Yeah, but whose fecal matter was it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not at liberty to say that, but let me tell you. No worries. We'll post all our tests. We'll get the whole station tested. It'll be all right.
Back to the 666.
So they came over, and they basically set up, and my house already kind of looks satanic and evil. So they just basically just, they took some of our props from our last tour. They threw it up in the background.
What kind of props?
Well, we had on the last, not the last tour, but the tour before that, the Exit Through Fear tour, we had a lot of props. We had, like, the mannequins with the taped mouths and the bloody eyes that glowed, and we had the S1 flag, and we had the Dick mic stand, and...
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah, we took all these bases that Dirk gets from all his base companies, like from BC Rich and Samick, and they displayed them all around us and kind of like stuff like that. And then they brought us bagels and coffee, which I appreciated.
Oh, really? I didn't know you got some food out of it. Now
yeah,
I'm really pissed.
Yeah, dude, we're big time, dude. I'm not going to do an interview unless they bring, like, a whole crew of people over and feed me as well.
Now let's tell people, they contacted me and they wanted to interview me first.
Yes, this is true.
And it really is fucking killing me that I was ready to get on a plane, fly to LA for a minute and a half interview, okay? I'm such a media whore.
Yes, but I don't blame you.
And now that I find out that you had bagels and coffee set up for yourself, you know.
You're even more angry.
Yeah, I will.
You're angry at the bagels with coffee, you're angry at your crotch. And you're just angry in general.
Yes, I am.
Well, hey, dude, I hear you. That's why we all hate God.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, they gave us the coffee and the bagels, and they basically just sat us down and just asked a bunch of questions about what does 666 mean to you, what's the significance of the Antichrist, how does Shane Bugbee fit into this whole thing, tell us about Radio Free Satan, the greatest radio station in the planet, why is it better than satellite, so on and so forth.
Exactly.
And we just sat there and just talked for about 2 hours. And they were very obsessed, though, with my first suspension and the fact that they felt that I made a pact with the devil to further my music career.
And they were telling me that you said something about Robert Johnson, the old blues artist?
Yeah, I mean, what I was discussing with them, and I've talked about this openly before, but people, I mean, you know, there's only so much people can read from so many magazines. When I did my first suspension, Shane, I did it on the last day of me being 27 years old. And the reason why I did this is because I bought into the myth. I believed in the myth. There's a lot of power in the Robert Johnson myth, which is basically that Robert Johnson was a guy that wanted to play the blues but wasn't a very good or gifted blues player. So he went to the crossroads to make a deal with the devil. And the deal was that he'd be the best blues player in the world, but at 27 he had to submit his soul to Satan and then go to hell. And in doing so, as you know, the myth is that he did die at 27, and the myth is that he cursed all other future great musicians. So you look at Jimi Hendrix, who died at 27. Janis Joplin died at 27. Jim Morrison died at 27. Brian Jones died at 27. Kurt Cobain, who died at 27, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like there was this whole myth that surrounded the idea of being 27 years old and selling your soul to the devil and all that stuff. And I was telling him that I did the suspension on the last day of being 27 because I kind of wanted to transcend the idea and the myth and that kind of was surrounding the the selling your soul to the devil and dying at 27 years old. So he kind of interpreted this as, you know, Matt, that's really interesting that you did this initiatory magical ritual, but that sounds like you just sold your soul to the devil to me to further your music career, because I explained to him it was kind of a bridge between my porno past and my music future. It was, to me, the 27, 364 days was the last day of my porno past, and the next day I woke up and I was going to start in my rock life, you know, rock music and touring and all these other things. And it worked rather well, so there you go.
Yeah, and so you also said some stuff on the show. I heard that you told me that they wouldn't use, like, you wanted the death of all Christians, or you wanted to bring Christianity to its knees. What was that about?
Well, I mean, you know, they were looking for sound bites, and I get so used to just speaking openly on Radio Free Satan and your show and so on and so forth that I was just kind of explaining some of the views that I had in terms of, you know, they didn't really... I have some abstract views about the divine and God versus saint and so on and so forth. And it's like, it's a big discussion of theology that we could have, you know, about this. But the way that I look at it in a nutshell, and cut me off if I start talking too long here, Shane, is that I view God as the equivalent to nature, okay, into the mechanic organic universe, all right? And for those people that follow any right-hand path religions, such as it may be Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or right-hand path Hinduism, they're all for, and especially the Christians, are all for converting everybody and forcing them to submit to the idea of God equals nature and then, you know, dissolve in their uniqueness and their... and the idea of the self, you know, the ego, into one whole big thing so we can all just be the same at the end of the whole world, you know, at the end of your life. And then I always viewed, you know, the opposite being the idea of consciousness, the snake and the serpent of Eden being the giver of the gift of consciousness, the ability for mankind to kind of deify himself and ascend to that of godhood. So the point that I was trying to make is the fact that Christians roam the earth, and they try, believe it or not, to go against my natural nature and what I want to do with my life in terms of my idea of immortality and my idea of morality and mortality. And the point is that there really is a war going on between Christians and those who oppose Christianity. And if you don't believe so, you only have to look over and throughout religious history of all the right-hand path religions, especially Christianity, you know, who have killed millions and millions and millions and have tried to, you know, eradicate the other people that think opposite. So there is a war going on, believe it or not. People try to make it that we can all live in harmony together, but you can't when you have one group trying to eradicate another group, whether it be even in terms of publicly eradicating them or physically eradicating them or, eradicating them through politics or through public opinion or whatever. So, I mean, it takes, you know, people such as you and such as me and other people that are constantly going against the grain, going against the social norm, the convention, the superstition, and trying to go path our own and forge our own way. This is the level of the new war now. It's not so much in bloodshed anymore as it was back in the Dark Ages.
But it is. It is. Look at what's going on with our military, our president. It is being, you know, it is bloodshed constantly. Now we're brought into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, true, but I was just speaking in terms of just domestically. I mean, you know, we don't have the Christians killing everybody, you know.
But they do. They come after abortion doctors. They do. There is bloodshed. I see. I think there is bloodshed. I'm worried. I mean, I get worried sometimes being in a very conservative small town in the middle of the forest.
Well, I think that you should be. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's just not as – the mass killings aren't as – and it's not as public, overtly made public as it was. Because you have, during the Crusades, obviously, it was just, they came in, oh, you're not a Christian, you know, let's kill all women and children. And, you know, now it might be a little more selective. They might only go for the people that are sticking out. They might look to you. I would be very afraid if I was you, Shane. I'm very familiar with all your work, and I don't even know how you can step out your door every day and not worry that somebody's going to put a bullet in your head.
Well, I do worry about...
Far more than me.
What?
Far more than me.
Yeah, I do worry about that, and I worry about it so much that I don't even want to talk about it on the radio. I talk to you about it personally, but talking about it here, I feel like I'm encouraging a Dimebag Darrell incident or something.
Because it can happen. I mean, you look at that situation, and it does it does occur. There are these people that will take it upon themselves to bring it back to those medieval and dark ages. And you know what? I would be very worried. I mean, you know, telling people where you're going to be, you know, especially on 6506. I mean,
enough. You're setting me up for a kill, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm starting to sweat here.
I mean, I would be nervous. I mean, because I'm very familiar with all the work that you've done, and you've pushed the limits beyond that of anybody. I mean, I am a fan of Howard Stern for what he's done in the past, but I mean, you really make, you know, what he's done just look like, you know, preschool math. You know, problems. I mean, you're like up in college level in terms of pushing the limits and really testing the First Amendment and so on and so forth. So, nevertheless, there is a war going on, and what I meant by the fact that, you know, eradicating the Christians, and maybe not physically in a sense because I'd go to jail for that, but maybe just eradicating them spiritually and eradicating their thought process and their idealism in trying to get more people over to the other side.
Sure, well, just letting people know that it's just pointless. It's a stupid, you know, it doesn't apply to today's standards at all, any of their beliefs. It's just ridiculous.
It is. I believe that it is, and I think if they were to look closer at American foreign policy and look closer at the fact that they're standing on land that was founded on blood, and they look at more sometimes of things that are actually going on, that they're not really, you know, as pure and as great and as altruistic as they may seem.
Well, hey, and about 6-5, you know, the 666 Eve that we're doing, and you thinking someone's going to be able to get me. We have metal detectors being set up at the place, and I also hire really kick-ass biker security. Like at my last event, I had the Hells Angels as security, and I also had Chicago Police as security. So I'm pretty security conscious about that stuff.
And, you know, Shane, honestly, as you should be, I think as anybody in America should be, you should be. Because, I mean, you know, look, it's slowly but surely you've been coming up over the years and you always get a decent amount of press. But I foresee in the next 5 years you really starting to turn some heads. I'm not going to talk about openly what we've talked about and, you know, off the air, but that you've got a couple of things that you're working on right now that's going to put you even more in the forefront in the public eye.
I hope so. I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you because you, I hold you at the same kind of level, I guess, is I think, man, you keep going, even regardless, you get some bad publicity on the internet sometimes, or bad reviews, some people really give you shit, and oh, yeah. It seems like, it's like the shit that you get for being you, like being a guy who worked in porno, is surrounded by porno bitches, every metalhead's dream. You know, and you're a really good-looking guy, and you know, you could probably steal most of these guys' girlfriends, so they really are upset with you. And I read it as like when the Beatles first came out, guys really hated the Beatles because all the bitches were after them. It seemed.
No, I hear you. I mean, there's a lot of issues that I think a lot of the people in music feel that I didn't get into music the proper way, the proper channel, that I didn't have to do the same thing that they did. They feel, well, why did this guy come in sideways through porn and then go into music? I think then the people in suspension felt the same way. They were kind of like, why is this guy now getting all the suspension press? Because he synthesized it with rock, so he just happened to be the guy to do this and bring it to, you know, tens and thousands of people. I mean, there's a lot of animosity and jealousy just constantly swirling around my life. It always has been, but you want to know something? It was always like that growing up in high school anyways, because my vision and my idea of the self and what life could be was always so much more grand than everybody. They just seemed to be angry at just the free thinking that I had going on, it just in general. So, I mean, I was used to it, believe it or not. It started in, like, third grade, and it just hasn't stopped since. So I said something in the interview yesterday for that documentary that you...
FX 666 special, supposed to air this Tuesday.
Yeah, and I said to them, you know, the individual will of the Satanist or the left-hand path practitioner needs to be as strong as the collective will of everybody in the objective world.
Oh, that's good.
And that's kind of the way that I think about it. You have to be just as strong as all the people that surround you, one single person against everybody, because there's a tremendous strain on doing what we both do. There's a tremendous struggle involved in it, and it's a constant fight, and a lot of the times it doesn't get easier. Sometimes it gets harder, but I don't know if it ever really gets easier.
You know what? The more you do, and the better you are, it gets harder. It never gets easier. I mean, and even with your music, it sounds really good. I mean, your music keeps getting better and better and better. It's very much progressed, and you know, you probably find it a lot harder to deal with these people now.
Yeah, it does. It does get.
It's surprising. You got dropped from Earache when you were making. You know, your music is progressing. Your shit's progressing. and it's like building to a fever pitch, and I don't give a fuck about you or your band or anything like that, or earache, but I look at it from a music industry standpoint. What a foolish time to drop a band.
You got dropped after an 18-country, 30-state tour that ended in Donington in front of 40,000 people.
Yeah, and your music's, it sounds good, man. It's like, man, if I were the person, the publisher, and I'm holding copyright to that stuff, some of that shit could be used for commercials or whatever. And I don't know, but it sounds really good. I mean, it sounds good.
Thanks. Well, you know, we got a new label, so, you know, we're thankful for that. And, you know, we got a bunch of new stuff coming up, so.
And you work with Sin. He's playing with Revolting Cox now, right?
Yes.
And you've worked with, what's that dude's name from
Adrian
Killing?
From Power Man 5000.
Killing Joke.
And I worked with Raven from, that played for Killing Joke, Ministry, and Prong. He was in my band for a bit. I worked with the drummer from the original White Zombie lineup that did Thunder Kiss. I worked with Preston Nash that was in Primer 55. I've worked with Bill Kennedy that worked with Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, so you really do work with the best, and it sounds like it, you know? It sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with some good people. I'm very, you know, I'm happy. I mean, I was bummed that when we got dropped, but you know what? We got picked back up, and it's kind of like the 666 Eve event is like the comeback.
You know, exactly.
Here we are. We're back, and when people hear this new record, Shane, I mean, it's really going to blow people's mind. I mean, you talk about the music progressing and constantly taking steps upwards, and when this next one comes out, the new one, it's just going to change people's idea once again of what we're capable of. I don't even think we've scratched the surface of the potential of what this band has, even musically. I think we've definitely scratched it and reached peaks in terms of the performance, because, I mean, come on, look at what we've done with the porn and the suspension and all, but I think the music still, we haven't even reached the ceiling of our potential yet.
Wow, that's
a tremendous range still to be able to go from here all the way up to there.
And isn't we're talking to Matt Zane from Society One about Society One and about this 666 Eve event that's happening at Zen Sushi in Los Angeles, June 5th.
That's right. And isn't it crazy, Shane, that we're having a real interview now, and I'm just talking like a normal guy, and then just the next day you can go tune into my show, and I'm going to talk about his fucking, like, shit and piss and eating and fucking and a bunch of weird shit that nobody thinks about?
I was just going to bring that up because you're funny when you say, cut me off, Shane, if I get, and I'm like, how the fuck do I cut you off? You don't stop talking for 1 hour. I don't even know how you don't even take a fucking breath sometimes. You're just going, fucking fam. I'm like, how the fuck is he breathing? He must be a swimmer or something.
I don't know, man. You've inspired me with the show. When you originally called me up to do it, I didn't know what it was really going to entail, and I didn't know how much I wanted to delve into my other aspects of my personality to put out there. But, I mean, once I started talking, I just realized, you know what? This is my life. It is a little different. Yes, it is kind of funny and amusing and whimsical and through the whole thing, and people laugh. And a lot of people call me up and say, Matt, we had no idea that you had such a great sense of humor. But I think you know as well as I do that when you lead lives such as ourselves, you have to have a sense of humor.
You either laugh or you cry.
That's it. And I chose to laugh. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of listen to the show and I think to myself, you know what, Morrison never sounded like this, and Manson never sounded like this, and David Lee Roth maybe never sounded like this crazy or whatever, but then I think, you know what, I'm just the first guy that's doing it all over again, a guy that's, you know, willing to come out and say these things.
But you're being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you're being honest to a fucking line where I was talking to Kirk the other day, and he said, so I said, dude, it sounds like Matt's coming out of the closet on the air practically. I mean, he had a light flashlight up some dude's ass. Some kid's ass when you were kids, let me explain that.
That's right.
There's a lot of technical details that go into what I'm saying here that you really have to listen to the show, because it's not like Matt put a flashlight up a dude's ass. It was when they were kids.
Although I might if I start getting short of material.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's getting weird. I'm just, you know.
You know, look, man, the thing that I'm basically saying is this. I've just reached a point in my life now where I think people are constantly afraid of people finding out certain secrets and things about them, and they're worried about being judged, and they're worried about the views and the perceptions that people may have surrounding them, and this in turn creates, like, you know, psychological aberration and other issues, you know, with oneself. And I'm all about just going beyond all that and just putting it all out there and saying to the world, saying, this is Matt the Lord Zane, and I'm not ashamed of absolutely anything that I've done. All of it creates the whole of my experience and only increases the depth of my spirituality and increases my consciousness. And nobody can get on me for nothing now, because I've got nothing to hide. I'm like a purely open, you know, being that's just ready to, like, take on anything and not ashamed of anything. I mean, I'm that guy. I mean, you know, you study, like, ancient like Indian, like Aghoris, you know, they were doing like the craziest left-hand pass practices ever. They were eating shit and blood and piss and fucking each other's mothers and daughters and the whole bit. And the idea was basically, you know, to get so involved in things that were considered taboo and getting beyond them to create something above it and be above all of it, that there was no more limits or ideas that never were acted out or thought of before. And that's kind of like the same, you know, model that I kind of went the show around. And I said, am I ever going to talk about this? Well, you know, fuck it. It just started going. It just starts happening. Next thing you know, I'm talking about, you know, giving guys rectal exams and fucking, you know, fucking paying hookers on Sunset Boulevard with a fucking Afro wig on while they're sucking me off and stealing my money and getting in fights with pimps. And
rubbing your chub with your brother while you're fucking...
Rubbing my chub. There was a rubber involved, though. Please specify that.
Yeah, you had rubbers, but still, you guys
no,
were...
He had a rubber. I didn't have the rubber.
Both of your penises were in the same vagina at one time,
that's
which
right.
is semi... You know, there's a line there. You wonder, gay, not gay. You know, you can't even answer. It's weird.
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
it's incestuous, not incestuous.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
overrides
I mean,
gay.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's a lot of things that is involved with this show. So, you know, it's a very interesting show. And
But what you were saying about, you know, that's the truth. Like, to be an artist, you have to be honest. Everyone thinks they could, well, I paint, I'm a painter, I'm a musician, I'm this, I'm that. Well, you're not, you're a wannabe until you are honest. You let the shit flow out of you until it's painful. Until you hurt, like, when you say this stuff, you think, why would I say that or whatever? What am I doing here?
When the thing that I've always done that I know that I've reached the proper level is when I feel weird when I do something, like kind of off, that's almost when I know that I'm doing something really special.
Well, that's your drug.
Yeah.
So, seeing as you're a straight edge, right?
I don't do drugs.
Caffeine, nothing.
No caffeine, yeah. I don't drink anymore either, so.
Anymore?
Yeah, aren't straight edges don't have sex? Because I definitely have sex still.
Well, did you ever drink?
Yeah, I've done drugs, I've drank, I've done everything. I smoked, I did it all. It's not like I've never done it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you'd never done it. I was telling Amy, my wife, I try to keep the wife on the down low on the radio show. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that you've never touched any drugs, and we found it crazy. Like, we didn't believe it because I'm like, he does porno, he didn't do a couple fucking lines here and there.
No, but I wasn't doing drugs while I was in porno.
Interesting.
I was done. I did them all in my teens.
Okay.
And I did a bunch. I did acid and mescaline and Datura and pot and shrooms and PCP and booze and cigarettes and all that stuff.
Yeah, shrooms. I love them.
Yeah. I mean, one of my first LSD experiences, I did so much, I started fucking my girlfriend, and she turned into a gorilla while I was fucking her. And I was looking down. It looked like I was fucking a gorilla, and I just kept doing it.
So Matt, all these so we're talking about your radio show and your co-host, Berserk Kirk.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Kirk, man? Is he really a doctor?
Yeah. He didn't complete school. He was a year short of completing medical school. But that's just almost as good as a doctor. I mean, he's done everything from, you know, cutting open bodies and observing surgeries to all that shit that you do in medical school. And he also has a degree in biochemistry as well. So he, you know, he's a one smart cookie. That guy.
He is. He's on it too. I appreciate someone like that.
Yeah. He loves it. Great, and he's a phenomenal drummer. I mean, usually book smarts and musical ability don't go hand in hand, but he's one of my favorite drummers I've ever jammed with.
Well, especially drummers, because drummers are usually the dopiest of the crew.
Yeah, well, this is definitely not the case with this guy. This guy, he's a little too on it sometimes.
I mean, you run drummer joke in the Yahoo, and you'll come up with a list of a million drummer jokes. I mean,
exactly.
they're the clown of the band, usually.
Yeah, there's a ton of them, you know.
So, let's talk about your brother, Mark.
Porno Mark, yeah.
Porno Mark, also known as Alias.
That's right.
He's hooked up for the 6-5, this 666 Eve show.
Yes.
Sounds so much better than 656.
Yes,
that
it
sounds
does.
Gay. So the 666 Eve show, Mark works for Extreme Associates, right?
Yes, he does. He's a director for Extreme Associates.
The most extreme porn company in the world.
The most extreme porn company in the world, Extreme Associates. And he is their, like, main in-house director.
Yeah, man. And they're, like, about 10 obscenity counts, and Mark's bringing down the whole Extreme family.
Yes, he is. Janet's coming down. Rob Black is coming down.
You mean
down.
Lizzie Borden?
Lizzie Borden's coming down.
Who's Janet?
I don't know.
Is she your new replacement? Julie Lick My Coolies out?
Yeah, maybe. He's bringing down Gia Paloma, Paris Gables. He's doing it all.
Lizzie Borden, Rob Black.
Yep, both of them. They're all going to be there.
And so is it a wide known fact that you guys are all related?
No, it isn't. But you can find it if you look real hard.
Yeah,
that we are all related.
That's pretty crazy.
It is.
I like the stories though. When you run Rob Black's name on the internet from Extreme Associates and folks, the stories are so extreme. I don't even want to put them out through my lips. Okay, I'm not the one telling you any of that stuff. But you should definitely look that dude up on the internet.
Yeah, he's another one. He's another one that basically went up against it all.
Yeah, well, understand who's going to be at this party when you run Extreme Associates, Rob Black, and all those people. You'll figure it out. I ain't saying nothing.
And some other interesting people that are going to be there. I just want to mention some other people since we're talking about the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Static Beth is actually coming out.
Oh, yeah. That was my next thing. You, what's the deal, dude? She goes, here, sends me a link. Here, check this out. I clicked the link without knowing. I usually should get a description. And there it is, the Lord's sword.
That's right.
I don't need to see that.
What do you think of it, though?
Dude, I don't need to see it. That's what I thought of it.
Do you think it looks pretty big or what?
I think I don't need to see shit like that. Yeah, I think I did glance. I started looking at all of them. I'm thinking, you know, where do I fit in here? You know, the joke column. That's where I fit in.
Well, you know, I mean, I angled the camera just right, so.
Yeah, you told me that, and I didn't want to give away your secret.
But it looks good. But yeah,
if you weren't you, you'd want it. Is that what you're saying?
Totally. I am me, and I maybe want it, dude. I had this big wall of mirrors in my room when I'm doing it. I look at myself all the time. It's great, like that fucking movie, American Psycho.
Dude, that's nuts.
I really get into it sometimes. Mirrors are the best thing in the world because it's kind of like watching porno, because when you're banging a bitch, you can only get the subjective angle. But when you've got mirrors, you can almost get the objective angle as well.
Ah,
so
dude.
You can be within the fuck experience and outside of the fuck experience all at once. This is how crazy I am. This is why I think of these things.
I always wonder, who would want mirrors? You know, I'm like, think that's fucking weird and creepy. Because I just want to look at the pussy or the poontang or the girl sucking me off or something. Or taking a load on her, wherever I'm putting it. I don't want to look at myself doing. I just don't understand that. It would be too distracting for me.
Well, I mean, that's you. I need a little more modified sexuality here to get me off, because I've done quite a lot of things in my life.
Yeah, yeah, I hear.
I got to mix it up. You know what I'm saying?
You know, at some point you're going to take a ball peen hammer to a bitch's head to get off.
I'm sure it's going to happen eventually. I'll get into the serial killer realm, and you'll probably collect all my shit and then sell it. You know?
Yes.
But Static Beth, for people that don't know, she measures rock stars' cocks and dicks and penises and takes pictures and posts them on the site, staticbeth.com. She's flying all the way out from Boston, so that's really great.
And that's not the only person flying all the way in to see Matt Zane and his band. There's people coming in from Texas.
Yeah, I know.
There's people coming in from Florida. You have a righteous following.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta hand it to them. Whenever, you know, these things go down, they really... They really come and support. I got another band coming out, flying in from Chicago, a band called Man Made Man, who I produced a couple weeks back, and they just bought their plane tickets. They just said, we're coming down. We've already bought our tickets.
That's fucking nuts, dude. Yeah. People give you a lot of grief on the internet and stuff sometimes. No, not a lot. You get some grief. But I'll tell you, I've worked with a lot of people, Motorhead, all these people. You have a way weird cult following.
It's bizarre, and it is intense. And one of the things that, you know, when they look at the amount of people that have tattooed themselves with my inner circle and my band symbols.
That's weird, dude.
There's a lot of them out there. And for people that don't even think that they've seen them all, we have a file that we keep getting that we only post like one every couple of weeks, because there's so many of them that we get. We just had a girl named Roxy who's in, you could probably see her tattoos right now. She's in our top eight in our band set on MySpace, who just got the entire Society One inner circle tattoos wrapped around her chest and her back with the Society One logo, and underneath it, in my own handwriting, she tattooed her favorite song of mine on her back.
Dude, you're kidding.
No. And you can see, we're going to be posting her her pictures in a couple weeks. You know, right now we're just working on the 666 Eve thing. But yeah, we've got that. We just got another inner circle tattoo. Static Beth actually tattooed herself with one of our tattoos.
That's nuts.
She just got hers done. We just got another person from Germany just sent us. And another band, believe it or not, got one of our symbols tattooed. We just got her in. I mean, I have my name on some people as well. I've got the band name, the symbols, everything.
Now, understand, I'm not a believer in nothing. So I think when I first was looking into Matt, when I did an interview with him, and my first year doing radio on here, I started looking into that stuff, and I thought it was almost circus, like you were paying people, or you were photoshopping it, are doing something to create this hype.
Yeah.
And but it's real. I look into these people. They really exist. They really
they
have these tattoos. And there's some girl just sent out a bulletin on MySpace. I wish I had it. I should have pulled it up before the interview. But it was really crazy because she had pictures of me, why the Lord means so much to me.
Yeah.
And she wrote like a whole little like paragraph. And then like four people reposted it and they kept adding to it, why the Lord means so much to me.
Yes.
And when they say the Lord, they mean Matt Zane.
That's right, the new Lord. And you want to know something, Shane? It doesn't stop there. In August, I'm actually being flown into Oklahoma to marry a couple.
What?
All their family, yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be press released. There's going to be photos. There's going to be video of all of it. So we
it's going to be press released. By who?
Well, I'm going to do a press release on it.
I know you are. I'm joking. I was making a joke about your label guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you know, sorry.
Warehouse guy.
Oklahoma, when is this?
It's going to be in August. They're getting my ticket in the next couple weeks, and I will be flying out to Oklahoma. They've invited the rest of the band as well, but I will be marrying the couple actually in the church in front of all the family. I'm going to be playing the part of the priest.
So are you a member of the Universal Life Church?
Yes, I am.
Oh, right on. So yes. You can marry people.
Yes, I can.
I'm a member as well.
Yes, yes. And I originally did it to be able to do this.
So do they actually sell in the Universal Life Church a ranking of the Lord? Because I know I was once a reverend,
uh-huh.
And I purchased up, I am now a pope.
Really?
Yes. Man, I am a pope in the Universal Life Church, so when we meet, you can have your girlfriend kiss my ring.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't mean to make jokes about your girlfriend, so a girl that used to be your girlfriend, how about that?
Well, there'll be plenty of them there.
Mucho respect for you, Matt.
That's the problem with bringing my chick now out to this thing. She's going to have to be around about 50 bitches I stuck my dick in.
That's awesome.
She's going to be like, Matt, who did you sleep with here? I'm just going to be like, her, and just keep pointing all the way down the line. That's the only issue with going out with me, you know. And we don't have that problem with her. She's only 19, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, good thing we'll be at a sushi bar because she won't be able to smell like that natural scent they have that lets off like, you fucked her, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we'll be at the sushi bar, so that'll throw off all scents.
It will. That's why we did it at the sushi bar.
Yes.
You know?
It's like a smokescreen for Matt.
Exactly, to keep me in good standing. But yeah, I'm marrying somebody. There's the fans. It's all good, Shane. It's an interesting life.
So as the retarded Negroes say, it's all good?
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Right on, man. Anything else to clue people into here, Matt? I can't believe that... You talk so much, so fast. It's only been 32 minutes. It feels like an hour, Matt.
Well, that's my. I didn't know we were going to go for the whole hour today, but I'm sure we've got plenty more to talk about. But there are some things that are coming up that I would like to let people know. Obviously, you know what? I'm not even done talking about 666 Eve yet. To tell you the truth, we just stopped at Static Beth and people flying in from all over the place.
But Static Beth is cool. She's. I didn't mean to downplay her either. She's way, way cool. There's a reason that I invited her she could spend time in my hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she is. She's great. She's a lot of fun. She's got great stories. She's really cool. But who else do we got going on in this thing? Some things I want people to recognize is we've got Joey Strange is performing, who you had on your show last week.
Recognize, nigga.
Yeah, he definitely is going to be somebody to watch. He's like, that's it right there. That's going to be the great show.
Joey Strange.
Yes.
And he taught you everything you know.
Well, I mean, he didn't taught me. I mean, he obviously didn't teach me how to sing, but he's the one that integrated me into the
convention
community. And not oral. I knew that before him. And he basically brought me into the whole thing, and that was gave me my springboard to shoot off into the stars, you know? And he's going to be performing, so that's going to be great. And
with his whole band, and I told him when I talked to him last week, I said, you know, Matt said, the band is and you, but together it's awesome.
And it is. It really is great to watch. I mean, I think you'll be impressed if you keep your sushi down, which I'm sure you could. I don't know about everybody else, though. There's always some people that throw up at these things.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what he was saying, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Really? People throw up.
You think it's not that big of a deal until you see it in person. It's almost like watching a performance of surgery, almost.
Oh, dude, we had some guy doing this in L.A. We were there, like, remember that show we did in L.A.?
Yeah.
Where you premiered your video?
Yeah.
All right, at the end, okay, there's a guy, he's cutting into his chest, he stuck like a nail through his nipple, or his whole tit, not just the nipple, and he's doing all this weird shit, and he's on the ground, and he carved like loser in his chest in a razor, but bleeding all over, and he's telling girls to, spit on him and they're pissing on him. And he's asking them to step on him, walk on him, and they're, like, grinding their heels into his chest really sadistically. These girls, the faces, they're just gritting their teeth, grinding their teeth. And I see the video later, and I'm yelling, step on his throat! Step on his throat! Step on his throat! You know, I wanted them to crush his windpipe. Well, I was drinking at the time, and I thought, my God, imagine if they would have stepped on his throat and that goes into court. How do I defend myself?
I don't know.
This is the guy doing the show. He's yelling, step on his throat! Step on his throat! Anyway, so I'm not going to be...
Bungworm guys?
What?
Was it one of the bungworm guys?
No, it was some guy who came to the show, and he was like a... I don't know what you call the L.A. punks that live on the street there, but he was in that group of the clique of people, and he was just... He drank like a bucket of piss. It was just demented.
I guess I left too early.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. You missed that. He got punched. One of the Boone brothers... It was a fucking wildest night, man. Because one of the Broom brothers, he was bothering him. And the guy's like, dude, get the fuck away from me, dude. Because he's bleeding and everything. And the guy comes up to him. And this big old burly fucking hillbilly punches him in the fucking jaw. And the guy flies like 3 feet in the air. Like a cartoon. It looked like a cartoon. He went, tch, and he flew up in the air and landed on his back. It was, oh, fuck. It was.
Are the Broom brothers coming to this thing or what?
Oh, no. We hate each other now.
Oh, you guys don't talk?
Nah.
Oh.
They're crybabies.
I know about later. So Joey Strange is good. Dominic, who you mentioned also, the Bonnie's guy that beats up the girls.
But the reason I went on with that story is just to let you know, I will not be grossed out by anything that happens.
Oh, well, good luck. I mean, you know.
I will encourage death and destruction. You know that.
Probably won't be, but I'm just telling you, every one of these suspension things, there's always a couple of the people that pass out or puke.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So Dominic's the one that's not advertised anywhere. I mean, the guy's not getting back, and you know, he's sort of I don't know what to say. He's sort of on his own.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell
he's
you.
He's a renegade.
Yeah, he's definitely a renegade, all right. He's a renegade, bondage, an S&M performer. But it's good though. It's a great show, man. He ties these chicks up and he just beats them to death. Great.
And he does a knife trick around their neck?
Oh, yeah. He takes the big knives and he, like, cuts their throats a bit and cuts their tongues open and stuff.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, it's pretty wild. I shot a couple movies with him, like, back in the day. And the knife play that he did was too intense. We had to edit it from the movie. Because there was, like, one point where, man, you just saw it, like, one more inch, you know, and this girl's going to be dead. It's a snuff film.
Wow.
Yeah, he gets in there. He gets in there, definitely.
So he's going to be performing downstairs by the sushi bar.
That's right.
Tying bitches up, and he ties them up like that old school Japanese style where it looks
that's
good.
That's right, that's right.
That stuff's sexy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's interesting to say the least. Yeah, I remember the first time I ever saw him work and shot a movie with him. I mean, everybody was taking turns to go to the bathroom to jerk off because they were so turned on about, like, you know, beating these chicks up. Because, you know, if you've never seen that before and then you see it, you know, it gets you all hot because you're not supposed to do that. So you're watching it, next thing you know, you're digging it.
Oh, what? When you're producing a porno?
No, when you're producing a guy beat up another girl.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't a porno. He was just whipping the shit out of her. He was killing her.
And you're not supposed to get excited by that?
No, you're not, but you do.
Who says that?
I'm just saying. You know, normal people say. You can't. You're not supposed to be getting excited about that.
Oh, bullshit. I like it.
Yeah, well, you'll love it then. You'll get into it.
Choke that bitch out. Hurt her.
Yeah, it'll be a really good time. So that's going on, and we got a couple other cool bands playing. As you know, it's all posted everywhere. But
Krell, one of your favorite LA bands.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, man. You know, I just wanted to mention a couple of those so people make sure they get down.
Black Fag.
I never seen them though, but I mean, I hear they're like real cool though.
You're looking forward to Black Fag.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to what is it? Have you announced the contest yet? Who can do the craziest thing for Steve?
No.
Oh, can I announce it now?
Go.
All right, this is what I'm looking forward to. There's going to be a contest that Lizzie Borden and Porno Mark, alias a.k.a. Mark Zane, are going to be having, all right, where you're going to be allowed, any guy in the audience, or any girl for that matter, is allowed to come up on stage. And whoever can do the craziest thing for Satan within an allotted period of time, obviously, craziest demonstration for Satan, the winner is going to get a private lap dance from Gia Paloma and Paris Gables in the backstage. So this is going to be like one of the greatest, you know, contests of all time. You know, we need to start promoting that contest, by the way.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's make some. I'll make some commercials. You know, with that contest, if I weren't already going to get lap dances from all of these bitches because I'm the star maker,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's already, you know, we're opening the doors. They're going to be there at 7 p.m. They're all giving me lap dances first.
Okay.
Sure. I'm glad you agree with that, man.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, so, but I would be stabbing myself in the head for that.
Well, I mean, that's what they're afraid of. They're, you know, it was really funny because the first thing they asked me, they said, Matt, I don't know if you should be doing this because I'm afraid that some of these Satanists are going to bring up small animals and kill them.
No.
I'm like, you girls got to relax. It's not about that. They're like, oh, that's good. But there's some guys going to want to cut off their hand for us. I'm like, well, good.
Yeah. Talk about fucking DVD sales through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, imagine to get a lap dance from these, a private lap dance from these girls, the Extreme Associates contract girls, if you can do the craziest thing for Satan, which I think is going to be a great contest, which we should really start putting out there because I think it's going to be big time.
Well, yeah, I mean, doesn't Gia Paloma fuck baseball bats in her anus?
Yes, yes, yes she does. She puts baseball bats up her pussy, up her ass. It's going to be great.
I mean, that's a lap dance that you always dream about.
Yes, this is the one, dude. This is the one. We need to definitely make this more public. I think this could really get people even more excited than they already are.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Andrew from Crash Music and have him press release it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he does great, great press releases.
Because we're going to get that out to the world at that point.
Definitely. Everybody's going to pick up on it.
But I like that. You know what? You know, and people should know there's going to be more than that. But that's a big highlight, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be really great. And I think another contest that we're going to put forth is the wet t-shirt contest for the girls out there. And there's going to be prizes, by the way, for these contests. The obviously, the lap dance goes to the first person. The second place person gets, like, some pornos from Extreme Associates, and the third person gets, like, t-shirts or whatever, you know what
I mean? But, Matt, are you going to do some sort of lap dance for the ladies in the wet t-shirt contest?
No.
No?
No, no, no. I don't know who could win that fucking thing. What if it's, like, fucking, they give it to some...
And she's got sores on her face?
It's like a fucking mercy fucking win, you know? Next thing you know, I got fucking... Yeah, you know, I don't want to fucking be near that. Do you?
No, hey, you know, but you know what? You're right. And I'm glad you put it like that, man.
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm a prize now. You want me hanging posters, and you want me to be a fucking prize?
Oh, dude, that was the fucking funniest thing. I said, Matt, we got some posters for you guys to hang, or something. I say, you guys, and he goes, me personally hang posters? Like he would, if I were in his presence, he would have slapped me for even suggesting that Matt the Lord Zhang hang a poster.
My glove off and slap you with it.
That was awesome, funny. Oh fuck.
So that's another contest, and there's going to be a couple other things going on.
But what do the girls get?
Oh, the girls.
I mean, the girls have got to get some penis. They need some, you know.
No, the girls can get penis. The whole place is going to be penis for them. They don't need to, like, win penis.
Okay.
We're going to actually give them something they want. Like, they get shit from Extreme Associates or something.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's going to be some cool prize. I mean, you know, Lizzie Borden's figuring it all out.
Yeah, and I'm giving prizes away, too. We'll have some satanic merchandise there, Baphomet t-shirts and... You know, a good Church of Satan stuff.
Yeah, yeah, so that's all. And then the other thing, I don't want to get too far into, I want people to realize there's a couple things that are going to be going on there that we can't discuss right now.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You're only going to be able to see, you only pay witness to them there.
That's right.
It's like stuff you can't talk about.
That's right, that's right. That's why this is a very special event, because it has that secrecy to it that most occult gatherings do.
And there's definitely a reason for that secrecy.
There is, there is. So can you really blame people from flying in from all over the country, Shane?
No. Well, no. I mean, these people, I have my own people that are flying in from, shit, I've got people flying in from Germany that like the shows that I put on because I only do events like this every 5 years or something. I don't do events every fucking day.
Yeah.
And I know who to work with. The first person I went to was Matt Zane. You know, I said, Matt, let's do this. And Matt's fucking pulled a lot out of his ass for this, you know, a lot of stuff going on. And he was reluctant to put the band together for this, you know, they're recording. He goes, I can't do this show, we're recording, we're writing, we're busy with our new record deal. But somehow, some way, I talked him into it.
Yes, you did. And we're happy to be a part of it. We're all looking very forward to it. I just hope that we get practiced up enough by the time it's time to play.
But I do know you guys are going to do that. You're doing Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast, right?
No.
No?
No. I can't sing that shit.
Okay.
I mean, I would, but I can't. My voice just doesn't have that.
You know, I'm just trying to harass you, Matt.
What's that?
I'm just trying to harass you.
I hear you. I'll tell you this. I haven't said anything about this yet, but I will. Not that many people will care, but a lot of people are interested, like, how are you going to play with your guitar player with Revco right now on tour with Revco, Revolving Cox and Ministry. And we're having the guy, the old guitar player from Prong, come in to fill in us.
Who's that?
His name's Aaron. And he was in Prong for the last couple of years. And he's going to be filling in Sin's shoes.
Well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so and he's a really great player. He's got a great feel. And I think people should be pleased with what they hear. So luckily, he decided to do it because Sin can't come off the road, you know.
Yeah. With the Revolting Cock Show, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was really, he's out there doing his thing. He'll be coming back to us, not until like later in the year, but in the meantime, we're just getting this guy to step in, and we're just keep moving. And
but you know this, when Sin sees the photos and the video of this event, he's going to be bummed.
But who isn't going to be bummed?
That's right.
You know, the problem with a lot of these things sometimes...
And we're doing a DVD of it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The problem with... Go ahead.
The problem is that we're only as big as we are, and we have to go through alternative sources to get this out to people. If we had... And so the issue with that is, and the problem is that after something like this happens, and people have such an amazing time, and they witness the things that they do and experience the things that they do, the word gets out more so afterwards because of the DVD, because of the word of mouth. Then everybody goes, oh, my God, why wasn't I there? Why didn't I know about this? Why couldn't have I found out about this a day earlier? And that's the upsetting thing about it, because you're right. Not only is he knows about it and he's going to be upset, but imagine all the people that don't buy their tickets and don't get in because it's going to sell out, obviously. Imagine all the people that don't hear about it until a day later because their friends didn't tell them about it. So I think everybody out there should do their friends and their family a favor, especially their moms and their dads and their grandmas, and tell them about the event because, I mean, nobody's going to want to miss out on this thing. And I am urging people, and I'm urging everybody to listen to this show that's in L.A., buy your tickets pre-sale. Buy your tickets pre-sale. Do not wait for walk-up. Do not ensure that you have a spot because you may think there's enough tickets left still. But the problem with that is that you don't know how many porn bitches we got coming down there that night that are already going to be on the list and get in there for free that we have to let in because everybody wants porn bitches and they're going to be doing crazy shit. So the point is like don't be left out in the cold that night. Don't wait for people to have to leave so you can get in and only hear about the fun that's going on in there. I mean, I think it's imperative that you get those tickets now and tell your friends to get them now and get involved in this ASAP.
And tickets are selling pretty brisk. I mean, we're selling tickets, a handful of tickets each day, and we're not even 4 weeks out.
No, I know. It's got an amazing pre-sale going on right now. That's why I'm trying to urge people, because I've got my friends, oh, you're going to get me in, and I'm just telling them, I can't do it this time. It's not my show. It's a Radio Free Satan show. Shane Bugsy's putting it on. Yes, I'm on the station. Yes, my band's playing, but you got to understand, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than... It, like, all these different facets are coming together to make something bigger than each individual part.
You just know? Tell Shane's all about the cash, though. And if it's not green and I don't see some pink, one of those things, like Matt said, the porn girls get in, but that's like commerce. It's pink.
That's right.
Pink and green get in that door, and that's it.
That's right. Exactly. And you know what? But you know what, Shane? They're not going to be able to let people in if the place is already too packed. So my point is if you want to make sure that you're getting in...
That's right.
Get your fucking tickets now.
Yeah, and you get free... Like, I'm giving everyone a free shot glass, cool with, cool skulls on it and shit like that, and pins and stickers, and they get a ton of free shit, man. It's like $9 is ridiculous. And when I say I'm all about the green, believe me, it's a joke, because the stuff I'm giving away at the door is worth $20.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I've heard all that stuff that you're giving away, so...
And Evil Threads is going to be there giving away T-shirts, and Extreme Associates is giving away shit, so, I mean... Yeah.
And we're actually talking to a couple other people that might be sponsoring the event, a couple more,
Porn companies.
Porn companies and might get involved in it. So there's still people getting added onto this thing. And listen, and Shane, I apologize. I don't mean to make the second half of your show an info commercial about the show, but...
Give me a break.
But the thing is, it's just that I just don't think that people realize what a really great special evening this is. And I'm talking about it on my show. The show that I have airing tomorrow or the next day is, you know, I dedicate a good 20 minutes to it. And that's a big deal for me because you know that mainly I just talk about, like,
you.
You know, people want to hear about the fucking, you know, the shit and the piss and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but you talk about you, and this is exciting for, let's put it this way, this is exciting for a dude like Matt Zane, who's, like you said, it's hard for you to get excited anymore because you've done it all and seen it all.
That's right.
And so you're excited about this. You sound like a little kid like me, like little metalheads or something. This is like fucking Christmas or some shit, man.
It really is. And you know, it would be cool without the date, without counting down to the 666, but the fact that it is on that day, and it only happens every 100 years, you just know that this is going to be an extra special evening, you know, on top of all the other great stuff that we've got going on.
Hey, I like the one thing. Paris Gable's a porn star. Didn't she tell you, could you ask Shane to get me some of those billboards that say 666?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because they're all over the place out here. I don't know if they're out where you're at.
No, they're not here. I'm in the middle of the woods. We don't have billboards.
dude, they are everywhere in L.A., and everybody keeps coming up to me going, I can't believe that Shane took out all those billboards. And the fucked up thing is, and another reason why people think that, Shane, is because directly across the street from the club is a 666 billboard.
Oh, I love it.
So even Kirk rolled up to the club to start
Zen Sushi.
The sound system, Zen Sushi, and he goes, Matt, I saw the 666 billboard across the street. Wow. And I'm like, no, dude. He was even amazed by it, so.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking forward because there's going to be so much porn pussy there. And metal music and sushi, it's fucking a dream come true to me. It's like I could die the next day, and I guess I'd be bummed, but, you know. I guess I wouldn't be bummed, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping to live till this date.
Yeah, yeah, so. Well, you know what? Lap dances for you. We'll take care of you first. And then...
yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, dude, you know, man. This is just old hat for me, the porn bitches. I want to share some of the wealth so you can get on your show the next day and be like, yeah, I got the lap dances from the porno bitches, and, you know, we'll make our shows come together a little more, you know?
You know, as much as I've actually worked on a couple pornos and helped out in some of the porno business, not to the extent you have, I could never, ever in a million years see that as being old hat to me.
Because you haven't done it to the extent that I have.
Right. That's what from where I'm standing now, that sounds like a fucking insane statement.
Yes, it does. I know.
Insane. Yeah. Like, I'm above the cut of other metalheads that only watch porno. I've been involved in some. I've helped shoot some. I've worked on some, on all aspects of it, from designing boxes to helping with the camera.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine ever... that becoming old hat, you know? It's nice. It's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I just, feel free.
And that's the point that, you know what, that's the point. If Matt Zane could get excited over this show, then you're going to definitely... And so what about this DVD that you're producing it? Is that right?
Well, I'm going to help you put it together. Actually, you know what? I'm going to be involved in it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I mean, I think basically what we're going to have is we're going to have...
Well, that's a great honor. You know, Matt Zane, he's done a bunch of pornos. You're directing videos for metal bands now.
Yes, I am.
You're actually directing and filming music videos.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal to have you coming in and putting your name on it.
Yeah, you know, basically what we're going to do is we're going to get as many camera people as possible in there and just have them roam around the night and try to film it all. That we're just going to get all the footage and throw it all into one DVD as long as we want to make it. You know?
And that's something people should know. If they want to bring their video camera down, they're more than welcome to, as long as they give us a copy of the footage.
That's right, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And I think that we should also put that out there as well. Yeah, so like everybody's allowed to bring their video camera. You get to keep your own footage, but you just have to share the footage. You got to give a copy of it.
Yeah.
And as long as you do that, then... you know, you've got your own little memento as well from the evening.
You'll probably have the documented footage that could probably end us in jail. So bring your video cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this
I don't know what that says about the person filming it, though, because then it's kind of like, you know.
They're an accomplice.
Yeah.
So you put yourself in jail, too. So there, yeah, exactly. It's incriminating. You'll have the incriminating evidence that you don't want to show too many people.
Exactly. But, I mean, come on. Think of this, though. We're telling you about all this stuff, and you're allowed to bring in your video camera. I mean, that's just, what places allow you to do that? That's just ridiculous.
No one. That's right. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And not as the porn stars think, or they thought originally, like, we're going to slaughter animals on stage. This is a free-for-all, is in pleasure of the flesh free-for-all.
Yes. Yeah. No, there will be no slaughter. Not that I have to tell anybody that listens to your show, but there's going to be no slaughtering of animals. There's going to be blood. But
well, we're going to try to rip apart a couple pussies.
Yeah, definitely. but it's going to be tough with the porn stars because they're already so elastic, you know? But, yeah, there'll be blood there, but it's going to be from the suspension people.
Yeah, exactly. So be prepared. And we're, you know, Matt, we did an hour.
Oh, great.
So thank you very much, Matt, the Lord, and this is the only time I'm going to address you as the Lord, Zane. I just don't dig titles.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, well, you should be respected that way, I'm sure.
All right, man. Well, this has been great, and thanks for having me on the show. And everybody out there, don't remember, Why Do We Live, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, and also society1.com.
.net,
I'm sorry. Society1.net, and also check Matt out on MySpace. He's got,
MySpace.com/ Matt the Lord Zane.
The Lord. And, you know, after all this talk, you might just rank up there as the Lord to me.
Thanks.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
For the show, Shane.
Thanks
for the... It's been a blast. We're going to have a great time on 666.
Right on, brother.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
So remember, don't miss out on... Hey, you like that? Don't miss out. June 5th, Zen Sushi in Los Angeles, California. That's Satan's Rockin' 666E. And stop in. You will. It's $9. And everyone that gets in will get a free Radio Free Satan CD. Our CD compilation for our 6th anniversary. Remember, we're 1/6 eviler than 666. Because on June 6th, not only are we ringing in 666, but it's our 6th birthday here at Radio Free Satan. So please, join us, won't you?